First snowfall of the year. It only could snow one more time and then we're done and spring will be here. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm going to finish this message I started last week. Last week I asked a little bit about how many have went through some trials and some struggles this year. And it was almost unanimous that hands were lifted. How about in here? How many have went through some trials and some struggles this year? Let me see your hand. It's good to see Don back there. Bless the Lord. Amen. How you feeling, brother? All right. Look good. I know sometimes there's physical challenges. Sometimes there's a spiritual challenge. And sometimes if you have a family, how many knows there can be family challenges? Oh, nobody's saying amen in here. How many knows there's family challenges? There's sometimes that the bigger the family, the more the challenges can be. I know for a fact, but they're your family, and we love them anyways. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. It says this, "Who comforts us through all our tribulation, that we may comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves are comforted of God." The word tribulation, the term means crushing pressure. The crushing pressure that we all receive, God can strengthen us through. Paul said, "When I become weak, then I become strong, that the power of Christ may dwell on me." How many here have ever had God pull you through a situation where you just knew it was the strength of the Lord? I've experienced that as well. If you've ever lost a family member, there's great grief that comes with that. And there are times where I felt the Lord just strengthen. I've had some physical challenges too over my life, and I've had the Lord come in and strengthen me. Dare I say, in this congregation, you've had situations where the Lord has strengthened you. When the Apostle Paul says that the comfort that I receive, I can also bring comfort. I truly believe that what you go through can be a blessing for somebody else. Oh, you can do better than that. What you go through can bring comfort for somebody else. And truly, when you go through it, it isn't a facade like you think you understand. Like, hey, I know what you're going through and you haven't experienced anything. But when you go through it, there's something that's built up in your character. It also is portrayed out. And truly, we need one another. I said we need one another. No matter how spiritual you think you are, no matter how long you've served the Lord, we still need one another. You have something to add. You have something to bring. You also have something to receive. It says, "Who comforts us in all our tribulation." What I love about that is God doesn't pick and choose when He's going to help us. I like what Jeff said, that he had a dime lost or taken away from, and there's a dime. How many of us, the Lord will do that for us all? I love that. God will always take care of His own. Because when you get saved, you're not an orphan. When you get saved, you belong to the family of God. And we need to realize what kind of family this is. I've read the will. It's pretty awesome. I read the will. I have eternal life. I read the will that I am blessed forever. I read the will. I have joy unspeakable and full of glory. When you get saved, you get hooked up to the family. That's the family. Amen? You may not have a super rich family here on earth, but you got one in heaven, bless God. He owns all of it. And He's going to lavishly pour it upon you. And what I appreciate about heaven is that there's going to be no hierarchy like, well, you got this and I didn't get nothing. I got a dirt floor and you got streets of gold. It's not going to be like that. The Lord's going to bless you according to His word. Isn't that cool? But just being in heaven is going to be unbelievable, let alone all the other things that come with it. And when I think about eternity, man, a forever. My mind still can't wrap around a forever yet. I can think of the term, but what about a billion years from now? What about 50 billion years from now? What about 100 billion years from now? What about a trillion years from now? It's so beyond. This life is so short. The things we go through, the Lord is preparing us. But He wants us to all know that the tribulation, the struggles we go through, He will comfort us in them. Now, one of the battles that we have is sometimes in our mind, we can push out the things of God, or our emotions can override the Word. Well, nobody in here. I mean, sometimes we just got to let the Word work. Sometimes you just got to take the Word at its face value and say, God will never leave me or forsake me. Even if I don't feel it, He is there. Amen? Now, how many in here have ever remembered something your parents said to you? You didn't like it back when you were little, but when you got a little bit older, you kind of remembered it. Let me see your hand. What's one thing that you remember? Somebody just say it. Call the dentist, okay? What's one thing you remember when you were... Yes. Wait till mom and dad gets home. Yeah, those are fearful words. Carl. Don't touch the stove. Okay, that's good wisdom. Look both ways before you cross the street. Anything. What were you taught when you were little? Oh, you guys weren't taught anything. Bless God, we'll start now. Yes, Bob. Needs to be done, go do it. Anybody else? Put your hat on. Okay, all right. Now, did anybody ever learn please and thank you? Did anyone ever learn that you need to hold the door? Yes or no? Certain etiquette things. Those things really matter, and they still matter today. How much more God will teach us? If He comforts us through all our crushing pressures, then you know what? When we receive Him into glory, how many knows that? We have another testimony that when I went through it, He was there. No one can say the Lord is not faithful. He is faithful. No one can say that He's not loving. He is loving. But I want to know that. And the things that I go through will sharpen those areas. Does this make sense? Paul knew that he would be strengthened. If you take notes, in Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 38, it talks about intercession through tribulations, nakedness, trouble, swords. Paul said, all this, I'm still not separate from His love. And let me say this to you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, not even death. When I often think about that, this morning I was kind of musing on, there are a lot of saints that have went up before us. And it's that moment there when you finally breathe your last and you're going into that eternal state. It seems to me like, oh Lord, no matter how you are, it's going to find us all. But how much more grace is at that moment that He'll lead you right to His very throne? What I appreciate about that is that even in death, listen, you're not left alone. Isn't that cool? That all of a sudden God would go, oh my gosh, I forgot about Aunt Bessie. Oh, she's just wandering around right now. How many think that would be a real bummer? Or if you got to heaven and God goes, tell me your name again. Oh, Colleen, yeah, Colleen, amen. How many think that would be a real bummer? How many be like, oh man. All of a sudden, the all-knowing God wouldn't be there. But He's not like that. You're not going to get to heaven. He's got this big earphone that He can't hear. He can hear. He can see. He can act. But what about when we're going through something? Does our problems get bigger than the God we serve? How many of us, we got to keep that in perspective. That no matter what we're facing, look at verse 5, 1 Corinthians 1:5. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. The greater we endure suffering at times, it seems like the greater the comfort and the reward that comes. Paul's saying, listen to me, I'm going through this stuff, but God's grace is there for me. The more I experience this way, the more I experience this way in comfort. Now, I'm not saying I want to go through a whole lot of stuff, but it's nice to know that if I go through it, He'll be there with me. Amen? I don't want to just have a good journey on this planet. There's where I'm at. But I just know that even living on this planet, you'll face situations. If whether it's of your own or another situation, it will be there. When I look at the trouble today, man, it seems like it's all over. It seems like today, more than ever, things are rapidly changing and changing quickly. How much more prayer life needs to exceed that? Intercession needs to come back again to the house of God. We need to start it personally and see it manifest corporately. How many people need prayer? We're asking God to touch this state. How much prayer is back in that? Oh, come on. How many is that we need to pray and also go? We need to make that difference. Look at verse 6. Now, if we are afflicted, It's for your consolation and salvation, which is effective in enduring the same suffering which we also suffered. For if we are comforted, it's also for you. All believers should realize that suffering brings partnership with Christ and other believers if we avoid self-pity. When you're going through something, I can couple with that, say, you know what, I'm there with you. If I'm going through something, then we're a body, you're going through that with me also. If I rejoice, we should rejoice together, shouldn't we? And if one is weeping, then we should all mourn in that area till there's comfort coming. Funerals are always a struggle for me. If I know they're saved, I miss them, but I rejoice they're in heaven. But when somebody asks me to do a funeral for somebody that I can say doesn't know the Lord, how many knows that's great stress at times. You want to honor the family, you want to honor those, but you also want to be truthful. So you get caught up in the midst of that. But it's nice to know when somebody lived for the Lord all the days of their life. Amen? There's even some saints that have came up to me that said this. Now, I appreciate it. They said, Pastor, when I pass away, I want you to do my funeral, and I want you to preach the gospel no matter who's there. How many of us that even after they're, I'm going to honor their word, here's what they wanted. They wanted the gospel preached. How many of us that should be something there? Somebody get a chance to hear. As their homegoing went up, somebody's going to hear the word. But sometimes suffering will take us to a dark place. Oh, we don't want to talk about this. How many ever felt alone in your pain? Let me see your hand. How many ever felt like, man, where is anything? Where is God? Or where are the people? Sometimes it feels like that. It seems like everything lines up that way. And all of a sudden, this person was supposed to call and didn't. Whether they couldn't or they were detained. Whatever the reason is, it seems like it stacks up deep. But sometimes you got to push through that and say, no. Regardless of anyone talks to me or not, I have the Lord. Come on. How many of us, we need to lean heavily upon Him. And then the Lord will work into others. But if you've been comforted, make sure you bring some comfort. Talk to somebody. Call somebody. Say, you know what? I'm there for you. Is this good this morning? Verse 7 says, for our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that you are partakers of the suffering. You'll also take part of the consolation. Look at verse 8. I love this. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brother, for our troubles that came upon us in Asia. We were burdened beyond belief, above strength, that spared even our lives. But God made a way. He's saying, listen to me, I went through some situations that were incredible, but God's always there for me. Paul's leaving us an example that if he faced it, we can face it. Now, when you meet the Apostle Paul, how many believe you're going to meet a guy that knows the word of the Lord? How many know you're going to meet a guy that has character there? He's still going to testify that when I met Jesus on the road, he changed me. I was a Pharisee of Pharisees, but I met the Christ. He's going to still be that same guy because it transformed him. But he's also going to say, you know what? I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. I know what it's like to suffer for his name's sake. But what I've received, I freely want to give to you. Come on. Some of you may go through some situations that are unbelievable, but God will see you through. In verse 9 says this, the sentence of death is in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Notice that you can't just trust in you. Sometimes your emotions will tell you a different story than really what's going on. I've asked you in the past, how many have ever gotten mad at something that hasn't happened yet? 4 or 5 of you. How many ever thought about it? I just know this is going to happen. I just know this is going to happen. And you got all worked up. Did it ever turn out totally opposite and you had to go, oh. I know sometimes you can get so fuming. It could take your whole day. It could take a week out of you. And then you couldn't talk that out or work that out. Sometimes our emotions will take us over here. Paul said the sentence of death was upon my life. But man, God's still there for me. Who can separate you from the love of Christ? Can even death itself? then what can separate you? Struggles? How about in this normal land? Terrorism? Can that separate you? Economies great as well as failing? Can that separate you? No. How about even unbelieving family members? Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. God says, you're with me in this. Then that consolation that you have God. We need to start looking at how much we have, not what we don't have. I said, what we have, not what we don't have. When I got Christ, I got everything. If you're taking notes, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, Paul's saying, at my first offense, nobody stood with me, but all forsake me. I pray the Lord doesn't charge them, but the Lord stood with me. He strengthened me and allowed me to fully preach the message of God. There was a time in Paul's life where he was standing firm and everybody split on him. But he said, the Lord stood with me and he strengthened me. Now let me ask you this. If your situation got you to the place where just the Lord strengthened you alone, would that make you a better Christian? Would that give you more revelation on who he is? Yes or no? Paul's testifying here that, listen, Lord, don't even hold this against them. Even Stephen, when he was being pelted with stones, Lord, don't hold this against them. But he was strengthened in the inner man. And he could testify that I am different because God stood with me. When the Hebrew children were thrown in the fiery furnace, they walked out different men. I can't say you're not going to go through situations that are similar. You may not have a fiery furnace you're walking into, but sometimes there's a furnace of affliction you'll face. Sometimes it'll be a situation where it's far beyond your control. But God will see you through. Is this good preaching this morning? Sometimes we need to rest in and say, Lord, you're going to be with me. Amen? I often thought that, man, if that was today and there was a furnace out there and you said, you Christians, either denounce Christ or you're going in. We kind of hope that there'd be a huddle group together to say, guys, girls, we're going. I'm not bowing. You bowing? No, I'm not bowing either. I'm not bowing. Then if we go in, we go in. I mean, that's a little bit different strength. How many would stand up and say, I'm not bowing? Opportunity. How many would not bow? See, there it hits the road. There it says, is it real or not? There are times you'll face situations where you'll test, is this real or not? Then, Lord, let me have that character. Amen? And then think about this. What about after they were thrown in and you get this close to Jesus physically? Isn't that so cool? And it's so awesome in the midst of that fire, you don't want to come out. That's what heaven's really like. When you finally make it there, you don't want to return no matter how awesome it was on planet Earth. Because it doesn't compare to who he is. Amen? And notice the Hebrew children, those who went in the fiery furnace, would have never known that type of presence unless they stood firm upon his promises. If I suffer because of it, so be it. And I love this type of faith. Some would say, well, they should have prayed, Lord, we shouldn't even go in at all. But my faith is more in this arena. Lord, I know you're able to deliver me, but if not, I'm still not bowing. There's kind of more where I'm at. I understand this arena, but I'm kind of there. Lord, you're going to see me through. I'm going to ride this out in Jesus' name. You'll see me through. Is anybody there on my end, on that end? That's kind of where I'm at with my faith. I'm not knocking the other, but there's kind of been my life. Look at verse 10. Who delivers us from such great death? He will also deliver us in whom we trust. Listen, still he'll deliver us. When we trust him, he will deliver us. Even in death, he'll deliver us. Paul said he was left for dead outside of Lystra when they buried him in rocks. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten with rods. Everywhere he went, he had a battle. Every time he preached the gospel, something happened. Something was stirred up. Many times he got stuck in jail. That's a pretty intense life, wouldn't you say? But all this came upon for the furtherance of the gospel. I really believe this, that when we preach the gospel like we should, the enemy's going to rise up against us. We can't take offense to that. We just got to keep on track. Amen? And if he's going to attack any church, you know the church he's going to attack? a church that's preaching the gospel and encouraging people to live righteously. Sometimes the enemy will allow churches to be lulled to sleep. Just go on with your three little points in a poem. You'll be okay. Everyone's going to make it to heaven. You don't need forgiveness of sins. He loves that type of doctrine because he knows he's got the people. Amen. You step out and preach the truth, you will be attacked. But we need to still step out in faith. Amen. Look at verse 11. And also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many people on our behalf. I love this. Helping together in prayer. That is something the church needs to do. If you can't do anything else, you surely can pray. And prayer is helping the situation. When I look many times at Peter's account in prison, you know, when the church got together and prayed for deliverance, what happened? Can you imagine today in a maximum security prison with all the guards, with all the towers, with all the cameras? Could God still deliver today? Could he or not? See, many times we try to equate it to just a time frame. When the church really gets down to pray, something's happening on the other end. We need to see that manifest. That even if it was today and God wanted that person free, it could still happen. Amen? Well, helping together in prayer. Now, what if you could couple that with experience? What if you could couple that saying, you know what? I've been through that. Lord, I'm going to pray effectively for this situation. It goes to another level. And then you could come along and say, brother, man, I'm with you on this. Comfort one another. And then with the comfort that I received, I give that comfort can go to somebody else. How many in here, you need to have some comfort from the Holy Spirit? Let me see your hand. How many are facing some situations where, Lord, I need you to work and move in this? Whether it's for you physically or somebody you know. Listen, the church needs that. When we come together, that should be part of the area. Don't leave the house of God without spending a little time in prayer. Whether it's at your seat or the altar, sow in that arena. Cover that area. If you need to bring somebody else in the equation, say, hey, will you agree with me in prayer touching this? It needs to be done when we're together. It isn't just time to punch in the clock. I put in my time and now we go. No, that isn't it at all. I'm just not coming so I can feel better. That's nice, but I want to come because God's here. And if God's here, if God be for me, who can be against me? Praise the Lord. Well, let me ask you, how many have a physical struggle in here? Let me see your hand. Just keep it up for a moment. You have a physical struggle in your body. Okay? All right? Anybody else? Okay? How many have a family member or family members they desperately need a touch from the Lord? Okay. How about acquaintances that you know? You've been praying, believing God for them. Maybe somebody you work with or whatever the arena is. Okay. And how about this? How about your own personal relationship with the Lord? How many want that to go greater? Everything I just covered in those four things, we can do. Sometimes when we're going through a struggle, it kind of pinpoints us. That pain kind of directs us to deal with that situation. I'm not saying that I like to have that, but sometimes pain's a good teacher. I'm going to say amen. Now, when I was little, remember the barbecues outside? I remember one time they were cooking and I backed up into one. And man, I remember going, hearing that sizzle, and I had my shirt off. It was summertime. And I had the biggest burn mark. It was terrible. Amen? It hurt. It's like no one can blame but me. It's like wrecking your own car or running into your other car. How many of us, there's no one to blame but yourself? It's like, dude. But I remember going, oh, that hurt so bad. And I remember coming to my mom saying, Mom, look at this. And she's like, ah, you know, praise the Lord. And back then, we didn't go to the doctors for everything. I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong, but we just didn't. We didn't have that ability. We didn't have the coverage for that. And my mom would have all these concoctions made up, and she'd put that on there, and sometimes it smelled good, and sometimes, my gosh, it smelled terrible. But I always made it through. Are you with me? Oh, come on now. How many knows that sometimes we get so carried away that sometimes we just need to trust in the Lord? Amen? Even when it's self-afflicted, Lord, help me. Now, the other day, I was working on my house, and I was taking some things down. How many ever hit yourself with what you're working with? I had this small piece of plywood. It's L-shaped, was cut out. And I remember just taking it off the wall, and I forgot that it had the L-shaped. And I pulled it like this, and man, I conked myself in the back of the head with the rest of the plywood. I'm like, man, it's so stupid. And I'm going, oh, that hurts. And I'm thinking, who did it? I did it. When you hurt yourself, it's really foolish. Sometimes emotionally we hurt ourselves. We get so worked up about it when we just need to chill out for a moment. Amen? And a good friend will say, hey, you're going to make it. And if you really know him, chill out for a moment. Now, that's only if you know him, because they may get mad if you don't. But we need to have that. Paul's saying, the comfort that I received, I'm going to give that out. And the prayers that you offer up are comfort to me. That comfort, that intercessory prayer is so crucial. You know the scripture, Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Be watchful unto this end with all perseverance for all the saints. We're helping together. When we stand firm in those things, something happens. I've seen the Lord deliver. I have. I've seen God come down in situations. I've had people call me after a prayer meeting that didn't come to the prayer meeting and said, you guys must have been praying because the situation changed. And then they got so convicted and said, I'll be there next time. Isn't God's grace good? Even if you didn't even care to be there, God still touched upon. I love that about the Lord. He just doesn't say, if you do this, I love you unconditionally. But now you need to take that step. When I look at our families need more prayer. That means we need to step it up. We need to step it up in prayer. They nudged me by one, let's cover it with a multitude. When Peter was delivered, their prayer meeting was, we're praying for Peter to be delivered. We need to pray till we see some deliverance happen. Till something changes. Till that situation is moved. We're not giving up on that. Sometimes today we have so many things to think about, we'll cover it, then we'll leave it alone for a long time. I'm here to say revisit some of those seeds. Cover again some of those areas. Look in those areas and stir that up, amen? Every now and then, I'll find my old yearbook. Now, that's been I only graduated a couple years ago, so it's not hard to find mine. But maybe yours is a little older. But I still remember taking that yearbook and praying for every name in the 3 years that were in my yearbook. I'm going to see somebody in eternity there. And I don't see them today. I really don't see anybody I graduated with. But I know that some of them are still out there. If I haven't heard their loss of life, then Lord, touch them in the name of Jesus. Can we revisit things, church? Can we revisit it? Helping together in prayer, verse 11 says, that thanks may be given by many people on our behalf. Your prayers not will just touch one, but many will give thanks because of this. I don't thank God for the struggle, but I thank God He's going to see me through. But if I have an opportunity to pray, that means I'm above that situation, even though I'm going through that situation. Just doesn't keep me down. First thing the enemy always does is silence your mouth when it comes to the things of God. Then he'll divert your time and your attention away so it isn't in the Word. Notice the attacks are always consistent. They may come in different ways, but his plan is always to steal, kill, and destroy. That's always his plan. But Jesus has came that you might have life. Church, can we get victory here? We can get victory here. And I need to look to him. And then when I look to him first, then I need to look for one another. Who needs somebody to stand with you in prayer this morning? Just lift your hand. One person. Two. Three. Four. It's an opportunity. Who needs somebody to stand with you in prayer? We're going to close this way in service. If you need somebody to stand with you in prayer this morning, please stand to your feet. And we're going to believe God as we close here today, whatever the situation is. And if you know somebody that stand up, somebody stand with that person. So no one's standing alone. And we're going to agree in prayer today. Because the Bible says this is called a house of prayer for all nations. And if you need additional prayer after service, these altars will be open. You can find your place there. But let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, for your people, Lord, they're standing in faith. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, for divine healing to come upon. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus for provision, Lord God. Lord, for those that are standing for family members, Father, do a miracle. Lord, bring deliverance, God. Bring salvation, Lord Jesus. Lord, for those, Lord God, that are trusting you, Lord Jesus, in a struggle, in a battle, oh, Father, bring, Lord God, victory today. Father, we ask you, Lord God, for our physical bodies, that by your stripes we're healed. Bring that healing virtue. A fresh touch upon. Lord, for those, Lord God, that are looking to continue to grow strong in their relationship with you, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, revelation knowledge. Lord, meet every need today. Father, for the precious families, Lord God, a work. Do a miracle. Do a miracle, Lord God. Lord, for those that are reaching out, Father, we pray for gifts and abilities. Lord God, for provision, Lord God. And Lord Jesus, have your way. Lord, emotionally, have your way. That nothing will overtake us, God. Nothing's greater than you. Spiritually, Lord God, strengthen in the inner man. Lord, truly fruit that remains. And Lord, give us the ability, God, for what we've went through to help somebody else with the comfort we ourselves have received of the Holy Ghost. Now begin to release that faith. I want you to begin to trust him now. It says where two or three touch anything, it shall be done. Just release it to him. Say, God, your word is true. I give it to you. I want you to walk out of service today trusting in the Lord. That it's in his hands. That's biblically, you have a biblical stance. You've taken your faith and you've pressed on in God. You've trusted his word and the outcome belongs to the Lord. Father, have your way, Lord God. Strengthen your people, Lord Jesus. Lord, that crushing pressure we feel at times. Lord God, we're going to walk through it and have victory. Lord, your blessing upon each one today as they go. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless.